It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Remember, as we study this epistle of 2 Peter, in chapter 2, what Peter is warning of. He's saying, beware of false teachers. Now, as we've studied, we've seen how that God is contrasting the good and the evil, and what takes place in the end times, or at the end of a person's life. They've either accepted Jesus as Savior, or they haven't. We're being warned to be aware that there are false teachers and false prophets in this world, even right now. Not only during the time of Peter when he walked this earth, when he was here, but the Lord is also telling us that we need to be aware and we need to be watching and we need to be ready to give an answer to everyone that asks us for the hope or the assurance that is within us, knowing that we're going to heaven. Be ready to help someone else know Jesus Christ as Savior. And we are to warn others about false prophets. Our brothers and sisters in Christ who maybe are not as strong as we are, we're to warn them. And as we study the Word of God, that we're to help our brothers and sisters in Christ realize that there are false prophets and false teachers in the world. Now, as we look in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 10 through 13, in this section of Scripture, and verses 10 through 17, we're going to see the depravity of false teachers. And remember, this is carrying on the idea that Peter is telling us to beware of false teachers. Well, verses 10 through 13 says this, "But chiefly them that walk after the flesh, in the lust of uncleanness, and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings, while they feast with you." Notice in these verses, 10 through 13, these people that are being spoken of here, they're speaking abusively against authority. And notice in the first section of verse 10, it says they walk or they live according to the flesh. They're impure. It's in the lust of uncleanness. And then we see in that verse, verse 10, that they utterly hate or despise authority. This would be the government. They don't want to be controlled. They don't want to be governed. And then they're arrogant. They're presumptuous. They're self-willed. You can't tell them anything. And they're not afraid to say malicious things, as we see that in verse 10. Now in verse 11, it says they are not rebuked or condemned by the angels to the Lord. In other words, the angels can't bring an accusation against them, but we know that the Lord can accuse them and can bring accusation against them in His Word, because it is His Word. It's the Word of God. But the angels, notice, are more powerful than these false teachers, but do not condemn them. They don't do anything to correct them. Once again, it's up to us as the people of God to understand by the Word of God that there are false teachers and we need to name them. Name the sin that's being propagated by them, that they are turning other people away from the truth, and we just need to call them out and let people know who they are. Well, notice here in verse 12, these false teachers are like wild animals. They talk maliciously about things they don't understand. And one day they're going to die, believing their own lies. A person we know as a habitual liar is a person who lies so much that they start believing their own lies. Well, that's what the verse is speaking of there in verse 12. It talks also that they will be rewarded and they will get the reward of sin, and that is death, according to verse 13. Notice also in verse 13, they're like cancers. Once they're there, they start growing and it starts spreading. And they start spreading their lies and people start believing what they're saying. Well, once again, they are misled by their own lies while they partake of the celebration of the Lord's Supper. You say, well, how do you get this? Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, it says this, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak, and many among you, and many sleep. Now, these people who name the name of the Lord and are leading people astray, once again, I believe there are saved people who are misled in their own minds. They want to be exalted, and once again, I believe that there are saved people who do this. They get out of the will of the Lord, and they may want to be seen of other people. They want to be exalted of themselves. They've forgotten that they need to be exalting the Lord instead of themselves. The Bible says that these people start spreading lies, and they do things that are contrary to the Word of God. And the Bible says that we're to take heed. Well, many people, I believe, die a premature death. God doesn't kill them. He allows them to die because they take the Lord's Supper unworthily. And that's what it's talking about here in the verses we've just read. A person needs to understand that one day they will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. But the Bible says you're going to reap what you sow. And I believe that takes place in the flesh while we're here on this earth. If you do something that's worthy of death, then you're going to die. You step out in front of a truck, you're going to die. You drink something that's poison, you're going to die. The Bible tells us here that if you're doing something wrong and you partake of the Lord's Supper and you don't get things right with the Lord, you're drinking unworthily. You're drinking of the cup unworthily, taking the Lord's Supper unworthily. And verse 30 of 1 Corinthians chapter 11 says, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. That means they're dead. They died. And verse 14 of 2 Peter chapter 2 now says this, having eyes full of adultery. Well, the Bible goes on condemning these people who are like this and these false teachers. It says, having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and a heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. Well, these people take advantage of weaker Christians. And as weaker Christians, the weaker Christian believes what these people are saying. And that's why it's so important for all of us to stay in the Word of God, so that God can point this out to us and we can stay strong and live for the Lord the way He wants us to live, and not fall for these people who are spreading lies and doing things that are ungodly. Well, notice in verse 14, these people who are spreading these lies, they take great pleasure in doing so. They take great pleasure in sin. Peter further describes the false teachers in this verse. He says, they look, their eyes, they look for sexual pleasure and cannot stop. That's what this verse is talking about, having eyes full of adultery. They look for sexual pleasure. And they deceive the weak, the unstable person, the unstable people, and they also satisfied their deep heart desires with sinful actions. They're satisfied with this. And this means they're doing sinful actions and practices over and over and over again. They can't be stopped. they can't stop themselves because they've gone so far that it's become impossible for them to really see what's going on in their lives. So, therefore, they keep spreading their lies, the untruths. And once again, it's like a cancer that spreads. And I'm thinking particularly of churches today where this is prevalent. That's the reason I believe there's no revival in this country. It's because people have gotten so far away from God that they don't even recognize the things of God because they don't get into His Word. And they do not study the Word in order to see what is necessary in their lives to be close to the Lord, to let the Lord lead and guide them. Well, notice 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15 and 16 says this, which have forsaken the right way. See, these people were continuing on with the ungodly here and the false teachers and prophets. They've forsaken the right way. The verse goes on to say, and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity, the dumb ass speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. Well, they know to do right, and they know to do right. They knew this, and they know the right way. John 14:6 says, Jesus said this, and Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus himself tells people he's the only way. But yet, there are people today who spread lies and say that there are other ways to heaven. There's other ways to God. And Jesus is not the only way, they say. But Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Well, these people, these ungodly people, they turn to their own way. The Lord died for these false teachers, as he did for everyone else, just as he died for us. In Isaiah 53 and verse 6, it says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. Well, we're no better than them, with the exception that we're not spreading rumors. We're not spreading lies. We're telling the truth in the Lord according to his word. These people, once again, they've gone astray and they've turned to their own ways, and they would rather believe what they believe rather than believing what God says is the truth. And notice in these verses here that we've just read, they were like Balaam. And these false prophets and teachers of Peter's days, they were like Balaam. He was sinful. And if you read Numbers chapter 22 and verse 18 through 22, you'll see that Balaam could have been a true prophet of God, but he became a false prophet because of covetousness. He actually loved with an agape type love money. And Balaam means devour. Some linguists add of the people, in other words, devour of the people. And next time we're going to look at some other things here in 2 Peter chapter 2. And if you're not saved, you need to get saved today. If you are saved, you need to be living for the Lord. God bless you, and may you do what God wants you to do.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.